My trouble began when they decided I was executive timber. It happens like this. A big blonde driller from Dallas picked me out of the labor pool to be his houseboy in a prefabricated bungalow. And in solid. When this friend come down from New York, the driller says, this is the boy I was telling you about. Friend looks me over chewing his cigar and says, what are you doing over there with the apes? Why don't you come over here with the board where you belong? And he slips me a long, slimy look. Friend works for the Track News Agency. We don't report the news, we write it. And next thing I know, they have trapped a gray flannel suit on me, and I am sent to this school in Washington to learn how this writing the news before it happens is done. I suss it as the Mayan caper with an IBM machine. I don't want to be caught short in a gray flannel suit when the lid blows off. So I act in concert with a subliminal kid, who is a technical sergeant and has a special way of talking. What are you doing over there? Beat your mother to over here. Know what they mean if they start job, for instance? Apparent sensory impressions, calling slimy terms of the old Pipkins. But they sure have a fucking globe. School in Washington to learn how this writing the news before it happens is done. I suss it as the Mayan caper with an IBM machine. I don't want to be caught short in a gray flannel suit when the lid blows off. So I act in concert with a subliminal kid, who is a technical sergeant and has a special way of memory pictures coming in. Little boy blue and all the heavy silver sets and banks and clubs. Cool, heavy eyes moving steel and oil and shares. I had a rich St. Louis family. It was set for that night. As we walked out, I caught the Japanese girl picking up laundry, and my flesh crawled under the junk, and I made a meet for her with the afternoon. Good plan to make sex before a caper. Housebreaking can cause this wet dream sex tension, especially when things go wrong. Once in Peoria, me and the sailor charged a drugstore, and we can't find the jimmy for the narco cabinet, and the flash won't work, and the harness bolt sniffing around the door. And there we are with a sex current, giggling ourselves off like beached idiots. Well, the cops got such nasty kicks from our condition, they took us to the RR station. We get on a train, shivering, burning, junk sick. And the warm vegetable smells of thawing flesh and stale cum slowly filled the car. Nobody could look at us, steaming away there like manure piles. I woke out of a light yen sleep when the Japanese girl came in. Three silver digits exploded in my head. I walked out into streets of Madrid and won a football pool. Felt the Latin mind clear in baneless sunlight. Met Paco by the soccer scores and he said, ¿Qué tal, Enrique? Thing police keep all boardroom reports, and we are not allowed to proffer the disaster accounts. Wind hand caught in the door. Explosive bio-advanced men out of space to employ electrician in gasoline crack of history. Last of the gallant heroes. I'm you on tracks, Mr. Bradley, Mr. Martin. Couldn't reach flesh in his switch and zero. Drove all night. Came at dawn to a warm, misty place, barking dogs and the sound of running water. Thomas and Charlie, I said. What? That's the name of this town. Sea level. We climbed straight up from here 10,000 feet. I took a fix and went to sleep in the back seat. She was a good driver, you can tell as soon as someone touches the wheel. Mexico City, where Lupita sits like an Aztec earth goddess, doling out her little papers of lousy shit. Selling is more of a habit than using, Lupita says. Non-using pushers have a contact habit, and that's one you can't kick. Agents get it, too. Take Bradley, the buyer. Best narcotics agent in the industry. Anyone would make him for junk. I mean, you can walk up to a pusher and score direct. He is so anonymous, gray, and spectral, the pusher don't remember him afterwards. So he twists one after the other. Well, the buyer comes to look more and more like a junkie. He can't drink. He can't get it up. His teeth fall out. He's all the time sucking on a candy bar. Baby Ruth's, he digs special. It really disgusts you to see the bar sucking on that candy bar so nasty, Tom says. The bar takes on an ominous gray-green color. Fact is, his body is making its own junk or equivalent. The buyer has a steady connection. A man within, you might say, or so he thinks. I'll just set in my room, he says, fuck 'em all, squares on both sides. I am the only complete man in the industry. But a yen comes on him like a great black wind through the bows. So the buyer hunts up a young junkie and gives him a paper to make it. Oh, all right, the boy says. So what you want to make? I just want to rub up against you and get fixed. Well, all right, but why can't you just get physical like a human? Later, the boy is sitting in a Waldorf with two colleagues dunking pound cake. Most distasteful thing I ever stand still for, he says. Some way, he make himself all soft like a blob of jelly and surround me so nasty. Then he gets wet all over like a green slime, so I guess he come to some kind of awful climax. Getting heavier. He needs a recharge every half hour. Sometimes he cruises the precincts
and bribes the turnkey to let him in with a cell of junkies. Guess where no amount of contact will fix it.
At this point, he receives a summons from the district supervisor. Bradley?
Your conduct has given rise to rumors. I hope for your sake they are no more than that. So unspeakably distasteful that, I mean, Caesar's wife, even though it is important, must be very suspicious. Certainly, there are such suspicions as ever seen in your eyes. You are lowering the entire tone of the industry. We are prepared to accept your immediate resignation. The buyer throws himself on the ground. No, boss man, no. The department is my life.
Thrusting his fingers into his mouth, the DS must feel his toothless gums, complaining he has lost his teeth in a thermit. Please, boss man, I'll wipe your ass. I'll wash out your dirty condoms. I'll polish your shoes with the oil on my nose. Really, this is most distasteful. Have you no pride?